This is Audible.
Hunger Fiend by Guy Haley. Performed by John Banks, Matthew Hunt, Melvin Rawlinson, Richard Reed, and David Senn.
Dragged me up this benighted mountain to look upon these clacking boards. Oh, that's a grim display, no mistake. When I agreed to accompany you on your journey from the Argent Gate, I expected some adventure, but not so soon into go.
No, I do not like them, Master Stonebrock. I do not like their knocking music.
Hush, Shattercap. Cling closer to my hood if you are scared. Headman Donaghetti, you say these are protective magics?
Aye, Master Duwadin, and your highness. The bone chimes are not pretty, but they keep back the spirits of the mountain. Before the monster came, they warded this path of the dead to our burial ground well enough. They have kept us safe. There are things other than wild creatures abroad in the realm of beasts.
And the fiend is beyond this place.
Bah! I doubt it would want to snack upon a mouthful of twigs, forest demon.
The undead beast haunts the heights past this place?
Yes. The higher pass and the meadows above the valley. We have not been past the fence of bones for months. Not since the first of us began to die. The bone chimes frightened it away like everything else, but no more. It has become bolder. Last week it ventured down into the lower pasture, even within sight of Widow Amanta's cottage. We are not safe here. The others talk of abandoning the village, but where would we go? We have been here for generations, through the time of chaos and before. This is our home.
I shall see what can be done. Go back to the valley, Headman Donaghetti.
You do not wish me to come with you?
Your presence will not be necessary.
Oh, thank you. Thank you!
Wait for our return for 3 days. No more.
If you are not back by then?
I think the good prince means we will not be coming back at all. In that case. So, I'd move away if I were you.
Yes. Yes. Very well. 3 days, I understand.
Then go.
In the burial ground. You'll find it near there if it is not inside the walls. That was where it was seen most often, before we left the mountain to its hunger.
Coward! See him run! Shattercap is scared, but Shattercap is going.
For once, you and I are in agreement, Twiggling. If he and his people had an ounce of iron to them, they'd be up here to burn the thing out themselves.
Do not be too unkind, Master Duwadin. These people are right to be afraid. The being that haunts the mountain cannot be easily overcome. They are not mages or warriors.
Ha! Everyone is afraid. Courage is hammering fear until it is sharp and useful. Cowardice is letting fear master you. Is it your habit to help every creature who comes to you for aid? I was looking forward to a good ale and a meal. We've been on the road for days. Now, I find myself up this freezing mountain with a monster to face before dinner time.
No one is making you come, bearded one. Not like me. Poor Shattercap has no choice. No wicked prince.
I help those who I might, Master Stonebrack. There are many injustices in these realms. I am responsible for more than a few. It is my moral duty to put right those I can.
Ooh, put like that, I can see why every peasant with a problem should get a hearing.
You may mock me, Iden Kor Stonrak, but know that your help is appreciated.
You realize this thing they describe? A great phantom, yet of flesh, bearing no legs but with monstrous arms, and beset with an unreasoning hunger that can never be sated. It is, in all likelihood, a Mongol.
Yes, it is almost certainly so.
You know, these things are mightily powerful, ravening specters, and are difficult to lay to rest.
I have faced worse foes.
Go back to your jewel shop if you are afraid.
Afraid? The Dwarden is never afraid, Twiggling. Besides, I've had my fill of merchant life for a while. I could do with a good scrap. And it would do me well to take a tale or two more back to Barak Gorn. I am merely worried for your master. He is, after all, only an elf. And after the events at the inn in Shaish, I owe him a debt of honor.
So you are coming?
Of course I'm coming! Now, let's be about it. Oh, my axe will grow blunt for lack of use if we're not quick. Oh, my stomach's rumbling. It'd be nice to slake me thirst and fill me belly before nightfall. Question is, are you coming, Twiggling?
Yes.
He goes where I go. And I suggest from here we go with our weapons drawn.
Fair point. But I'll rely on the good Dwarden steel of my rune axe. You stick with the pointy branch you call a sword, noble prince. Good stone round here. Oh, solid grain. You can make a fine hold in mountains like these. Oh, a shame about this ravine, though. Windblown it is. If the roof hadn't worn through, this would be a very adaptable cave. Cool, I can see it now. Carved into shape. Good steps, not too steep or deep. Alcoves for guards. A good position. Defensible. I suppose it could still be covered over.
Dwarden have not lived in these mountains for centuries, Master Stonrak.
Well, perhaps they will again. It is time for the dispossessed to hew new halls into the mountainsides. Or all other right-thinking people will assume we've all set ourselves on fire or ascended into the clouds.
The nations of Dwarden are as diverse as those of the elves. Many ways for many lands.
That's all fine if you're an elf. But what about tradition and the old way of doing things? Our customs served us for generations before all these newfangled sky ships. And the fire slayers, maniacs, arsonists to a Dwarden. If I have my way, it'd be back to picks, stone, and well-crafted... Oh, by the ancestors! What did I step in?
I didn't see it. Didn't smell it. Stupid pipe tells his nose.
No, oh, these boots are new.
Then trim your hairy eyebrows so you can see where you are going.
Bah! I'm not afraid of a little blood and guts spite. This is a fine mess. But that smell! It doesn't look long dead, but it stinks so! Was it a caprophid? Hard to tell. It's so badly chewed up.
The Mourngal eat, but can never be satisfied. All they consume falls from their ragged stomachs. It is a terrible fate. All the worse because it is suffered often by those driven by hunger to desperate acts. Nagash is a cruel god.
True, elf. The realms are rarely fair places. I need a smoke after that. Where's my pipe? Aha! By Grumye and all the six smiths, that's better. Nothing like a lungful of smoke weed to kill off a bad smell.
My silly dwarven. Burning leaves and breathing them. Stupid.
Oh, I'll smoke you if you don't learn some manners.
Hush now, Shatterkill. We are in danger.
Ah, good. If the fiend is near, it means we can have dinner soon.
The graveyard. Defiled.
Oh, the cairn's broken into and scattered. Oh, it is a crying shame. Look at all these bones. Cracked open. The marrow gone. The recent dead picked clean.
Master, I hear...
Over yonder.
What? What? I can hear nothing over this wind.
The stout one's hearing needs sharpening, as much as his wits.
Do not insult our companion. Weeping, Master Stormbrack. That is what we hear.
Well, of course I could hear it. I just thought it the wind, that's all.
Softly now.
I am ahead of you on that score, Elf Prince. I see a human boy on that cairn. Look at him. Ragged, filthy. There's a glow about him. I'd be wary here. That's almost certainly the beast. I'll take the left. You go...
What are you doing, Prince? Where are you going? We should do this together!
Tell me, young human. Who are you? Why do you sit upon the stony grave and weep? There are plenty of places better for you than here.
Typical overwrought elf puffery.
An elf? And a dwarden? Why are you here?
We're looking for a creature terrorizing these parts. I think you know what we're talking about.
No. No, I do not. I come here for the peace and the quiet. I come to forget. I was once so happy. We lived in the high pastures here, far from the village. But the last winter, it was so cold. So very cold. The snows came early, covering over the fields before the hay was in. My father vanished, bringing the Caprifids down from the mountain. Saber tusks took our horses. Mother tried to scare them away, but she was wounded, took sick and died. My sister and I were left alone with nothing to eat. I...
His eyes. Look at his eyes. Back away, Prince, back away!
I was so hungry. She was weak. Young. I needed to eat. I chased my sister into the snow, but she couldn't get far. I needed to eat. I was so hungry.
Hungry. So very hungry.
Grumye's underbeards, is him all right? Right then, I'll sort this out. Be done in a moment.
Wait, Master Dwarf.
He won't listen. Stupid as well as deaf.
Baragorn! Gadook! Gadook!
Look at his axe. It glows. glow so brightly.
I do not think the rune magic of the Dwadin will avail him of victory.
How about you, old egg thing? You're keeping me from attention. Ha ha! Gotcha!
Oh, look! The Dwadin is down!
No matter! The Song of Thorns will finish the creature.
Be careful, wicked prince. So much magic is within it. One blow will not be enough.
Duly noted, small evil.
So hungry. I am so hungry. Feed me. Feed me.
Look deep within yourself, young human. You are cursed. Fight the magic that imprisons you.
Master! It is coming!
You were right, small evil. One blow will not finish it.
Is it again? Is it again?
We'll devour you, chattering mortal.
Look out! Oh, it touches with gold! And now, the mouth!
In hungering. My sword, the Song of Thorns, is a soul leech. This light in my blade is your essence stolen. Submit, and I will end your suffering.
Please, end the hunger! End the hunger! The gas will not allow it!
So strong!
Shantagam doesn't want to think about it. Horrid, horrid, most horrid thing. Master!
Shattercap, it has me!
Your sword, where is your sword? You have lost it. Oh, I see it.
Mortal, mortal, cease your javelin!
No. Oh, it wants to eat me again!
I must eat! The pain! Oh, the pain!
Stop! I see it! I fetch it for you, good prince! I bring it to you!
Do not touch the Song of Thorns!
I nearly have it!
Do not touch the Song of Thorns!
I must! The thing will kill you! There! I have it! The sword! So many voices within! So much pain. He cannot get out.
Give it to me. Give me my blade. Come here.
Wait, have it. I wanted to give it to you. Master. Please, you squeeze too tight. You are choking me.
I'm so hungry!
Then taste my blade, wretched ghoul! It is done.
Master!
Shattergap?
Just threatening me!
I am sorry. Let me release you.
Good prince! Shattercap, sorry! Shattercap, sorry for touching nice sword!
Shattercap, I did not mean...
Master! The boy! The ghost boy watches!
Our task here is not complete. What happened to me? I pierced your heart. The Song of Thorns bled away the death magic within your soul. I remember. Oh no. That thing. I do not wish to become that thing. I am free. It sorrows me to say, but you are cursed by your actions. The Lord of the Dead, Nagash, has judged you for your crime. This is your punishment. You are his forever. Soon the transformation will come upon you again. What am I to do? I am so sorry. So sorry. I cannot spend an eternity as that thing. My sister. I murdered her. I ate her. But I was so hungry.
Oh, poor boy.
Nothing can save you. Nothing. Except a final blow from my sword. Then do it. Do it for my sister. I cannot live
with the taste anymore. The screams.
Wicked prince, he changes again. Strike now.
Forgive me.
Wicked prince, do you hate me?
What?
You hurt me.
I am sorry, Shattercap. Come to me. Let us remain friends.
Oh, master! When I touched the sword, I felt them. So many trapped inside. All the ones we have faced, all the ones you have killed, they are in the sword.
Do not speak of it, small evil.
But you can set them free. I learned this too when I touched the Song of Thorns. You should release them. This would be good, yes? I am learning to be good. Are you going to free them from the blade? Good prince, will you let them free?
We must attend to our companion. He lives. Let us see to his wounds.
I'm all right. Just a glancing blow.
Let us help you up, Master Stonebrand.
Oh, look at this. His claws went right through me mail. Dwarden mail.
Huh. Are you hurt?
As I said, Dwarden mail. God, broke the links. Oh, not a scratch on me. I'm fine.
You don't look fine.
Well, I am. As you said, Prince, a difficult foe. These creations of the Death God are sometimes hardier than you might expect.
Indeed. There is change on the wind. The servants of death are more active than I have seen before, and my life has been long.
What does it mean?
I'm not sure, small evil, but I fear the storm that follows on the tail of this wind.
Well, that's all well and good, but seeing as we've vanquished their hungry revenant, I believe the villagers owe us dinner and drinks.
Greedy.
Practical, Twiggling. We can't all live off raindrops and sunshine.
And lovely plump babies.
Shattercap.
Sorry, Master. I'll be good.
Thank you. Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.